Namanda vutsu namanda vutsu namanda vutsu namanda vutsu namanda vutsu namanda vutsu namanda. Let us join our hands in reverence as we reflect upon the wisdom of Shandao, shared in the teachings of Shinran Shonin. Zendo Daishi no Oshie, Shinran Shonin ga watashi tachi ni osusume no mono de aru kanode, gashou shimashou. Jishin kyo nin shin, nan chu tengyo nan, daihi denbu ke, Shinjo ho button. To realize Shinjin oneself and to guide others to Shinjin, the entrusting heart in the truth of the Buddha's teaching, is among difficult things, yet even more difficult. To awaken beings everywhere to great compassion is truly to respond in gratitude to the Buddha's benevolence. 自分で信じて他の人を信じることを教えるということは難しいことの中のさらに難しいことである。すべての生きているものに大悲を目を覚ませることは仏様の 教えに感じる感謝を表すものでございます。と、南蛮大仏、南蛮大仏、南蛮大仏。Good morning, everyone.
<笑>皆さんおはようございます。So
today we are going to continue our discussion of the 10 great disciples of Shakyamuni Buddha, and today we'll be talking about Purna, who is revered as the master of teaching the Dharma. 今日は釈迦牟尼仏の10代弟子の一人であるPurnaという方について、ご一緒に考えたいと思います。So Purna was famous for his dedication in sharing the Dharma and teaching the truth of the Buddha's teachings. Purnaという仏弟子の有名なところは、 仏法を一生懸命広めようとする誰にでも教えを上手に説かれることでございました。And he would often show great courage going forth to places that were undeveloped, places where the Buddha's teaching had never been heard before. プルナがまだ発展されていないところ、仏様の教えがまだ聞いたことのないところに、プルナはよくそこにいて、 仏法を説かれることがありました。And he would often go to places where others were afraid to go, into neighborhoods or into countries where other people maybe thought, oh, that place is really dangerous, we shouldn't go there. そしてプルナがよく治安の悪い国とか治安の悪い地区に行って、そこで仏様の身教えを伝えようとすることがありました。 So maybe you can think of a country that seems really dangerous, that maybe you see things on the news that makes it seem dangerous, or maybe even an area of Southern California that we live here in Southern California, and maybe you can think of a neighborhood or an area that people kind of try not to go to, a place that has an image of being very dangerous.
そして、例えば自分が考えたら、この治安の悪い国とか、 治安の悪い地区とか、この南カリフォルニアの中でもちょっと治安の悪い町とか、そういうイメージを持てるところがあるでしょう。So
we usually would try not to go to those places. However, a person like Purna, who has the great desire to share the Buddha's teaching, would specifically go into those places that are having a lot of trouble. まあ、ポルナという仏弟子は普通の人々がもう行きたくない、下げた方がいいと思うところはわざと行くということはよくしました。
And so the reason that he would go to those places that seemed dangerous or seemed to have a lot of trouble is because he recognized that those are the places that need the Buddha's teaching the most. Places where there are people are maybe harming each other, those are places that could really benefit from the Buddha's teaching that we should treat each other with compassion and try to understand each other, to try to see the correct way of living for ourselves.
で、その治安の悪いところ、まあ、よく争いがあるところ、それは最も仏様の仏弟子、仏様の見教えが必要であるところだから、プルナという仏弟子がわざとそういうところ行かれました。そういう人に親切にしてあげようという仏様の教えがそのところに最も必要であるということです。
So I'd like to share a story with you about one of the encounters that Purana had with some of the other disciples of the Buddha.
そしてプルナという仏弟子が他の仏弟子との出会いについてちょっと紹介したいと思います。
So one day,Purana was walking through a forest, a very secluded forest where there were no people. There seemed to be no other people around, a very remote area. It would be as if he was walking through the Los Padres National Forest, just north of here. If you go through there, there's very, very little development. It was a place like that.
そしてここの近くの、ロスパドレスという国立森林のような何もないところを通ったところがありました。
So he's walking through this place and he didn't expect to see anyone.
そんなこの誰もいないところに誰も会わないと思っていたんです。
However, as he's walking along, who should he encounter but a group of his fellow disciples of the Buddha?
そしてそういう道沿いを歩きながら誰に会うかと聞きますと、他の同じ仏弟子である人たちがいました。
And these fellow disciples of the Buddha, they weren't traveling. They weren't on a journey. That was where they were living.
そしてこのその仏弟子はその同じ旅の道じゃなくてそこに住んでたんです。
So they were living there and they were practicing the meditations they learned from the Buddha in seclusion. So far away from other people.
そして他の人から遠いところにこのわざと仏様の瞑想とか修行していました。
And they were doing that because they thought we can go far away from other people, we won't have any distractions, and we can focus on our meditation practice.
そして人から遠いところに行って、そこで誰も邪魔しないからよく修行ができると思いました。
So when Purna approached these people, they recognized each other as disciples of the Buddha.And they greeted each other and showed respect, bowing in respect to each other.
そしてこの仏弟子が会ったら挨拶をしてお互いに頭を下げたということです。
And as they got into a conversation, they explained to Purna, "This is where we have come to do our practice, to train in the teachings of the Buddha."
そして彼らが私たちがここに来て仏様の修行をしようと。していますと説明しました。
And so, as Purna listened to their explanation, he thought, I have a little different understanding.
そして、プルナがこういう解説を聞きながら、私の考え方はちょっと違うと言いました。
He said, Fellow bhikkhus,
bhikkhu たち、仏様の仏弟子よ。
He says, We are Buddha's missionaries.
私たちは仏様のお使いである。
Our responsibility is to share the teachings with others, to go and find other people to share the teachings with, not to hide away in a remote forest.
私たちの責任というのは、他の人々を探して、その人たちに仏様の教えに伝えるというのは責任だ。
So when the other disciples heard this,They said, oh, you know, thank you for your kind teachings. Thank you for your instructions.
で、仏様の他の仏弟子、この修行の僧侶たちがそれを聞いたら、御教えをありがとうございますと言いました。
They said, however, we have already gone out to various places trying to teach the Buddha's teachings.
しかし私たちがもうすでにいろいろなところに回って仏様の教えを伝えようとしていました。
However, when we went to these places, the people we met there were very stubborn and they refused to listen to us.
しかしそのところに行ったら、そこにいる人たちはとっても頑固で、私たちが言うことは一回も聞いたこともなかったんです。
They were immersed in a life of greed, anger, and ignorance.
そして、むさぼりと怒りと愚かさの人生に沈んでしまいました。
They were even making sacrifices to various gods by killing animals.
そして動物を殺して、犠牲をして神様に拝む習慣もありました。
We reached out to them with a kind hand, giving them the sweet nectar, the sweet water of the Buddha's teaching.
そして仏様の素晴らしい、とってもおいしいお水、お菓子のようなとっても素晴らしい教えを渡そうとしたんです。
However, they turned it away as if it was something smelly and disgusting.
しかし、この素晴らしい教えがとっても汚いものとして否定しまいました。
They ignored us, and so we figured just let them live their lives.
そして、ほっといた方がいいでしょう。
When they've suffered enough, they'll finally change their minds and come to the Buddha's teachings.
そして、ほっといたら、十分に苦しんだら、飽きて仏様の教えに聞くようになるでしょう。
And so, Purna listened, heard them out, and he said, you know, I have to say I disagree.
そして、プルナさんはよく言ったことを聞いたら、いや、私はまた違う考え方をします。
He said, no doubt, it's very difficult to repay our gratitude to the Buddha.
そして仏様の教えを人に広めよう。仏様のご恩を返すのが確かに難しいことがあります。
However, we should not give up.
しかし諦めないことが良いと言われました。
We should continue in spite of all those difficulties we face. And if we don't do so, we'll be going against the wishes of the Buddha. So if you just give up, then you're going away against the wishes of the Buddha to see this teaching spread among all people who suffer.
そしてもう諦めたら仏様が願ってる教えの広めることに反対することになってしまいます。
Said, people are living in poverty and they're facing great difficulties. Poverty not just of material things, but not having a true teaching to guide their lives.
そして人々がとても貧しい人生を送っています。その貧しさは物の貧しさだけじゃなくて、その心の貧しさもあります。
He said they are like poor beggars.
そしてもう貧しいひじきみたいなものです。
So if you were to offer them the precious teachings in a way that they can understand and appreciate, there's no way that they would turn it away.
そしてその素晴らしいことは教えは分かりやすく受け入れやすいように説明したらそれを否定するはずがないと。
So our responsibility is to live joyfully, to try to understand others, and to try to share the teaching in a way that's easy for them to appreciate, just as we share our joy in living according to the Buddha's wisdom.
そして私たちの責任というのは喜びの中に生きて、そしてその仏法を聞く喜びを周りの人に分かりやすく、受け入れやすく伝えようということがあります。
So after these group of mountain forest ascetics, these forest monks heard this teaching from Purana, they realized that he was correct, and they decided that they would once again return to the society that they lived in and try to share the Buddha's teachings.
そしてこの教えを聞いたら自分の間違ったことを気づいて、やっぱり人々が住んでいるところに戻って教えを広めようとすることに決心しました。
So this is a wonderful example of how to live one's life joyfully in the midst of various difficulties through being guided by the Buddhist teaching.
そしてこの教えは、まあ、難しいことがあっても諦めずに喜びの中に生きていけるという原因は仏様の見教えであるということが伝われてと思います。
So we can live joyfully despite any hard times we have because of the joy we find in the Buddha's teaching.
そして苦しみがあっても喜びの人生ができるというのは仏様の教えが喜びの原因となるということですね。
In the words of Shandao that I read at the beginning of the message, to realize Shinjin, to entrust in the teaching and to guide others to entrust themselves in the teaching is the most difficult of all things that are difficult in life.
そして先ほどいただいた禅道大師の言葉ですけど、自分の中に仏様の教えを信じて、そして周りの人に信じることに導くというのは難しいのことの中の最も難しいことでございます。であります。
So it's very difficult, but this is how we can show our appreciation and our gratitude for all of the useful guidance that we get in our lives.
そして私たちの人生の仏様の教えによって幸せになることは、こういう人にその幸せをまあ、分けあるということは仏様の感謝を表すことですね。
So we may face all kinds of difficulties in our lives.
まあ人生の中にいろいろな難しいことがあるでしょう。
We may see others who are also facing similar difficulties or difficulties of their own.
そして周りの人もそれなりの苦しいことが、難しいことがあると思います。自分の難しいことと似てることもあるし、まあ、まあ、自分が経験したことのない大変なことがあるんです。
But just as we find peace of heart and peace of mind in the Buddha's teaching, others can also find that same comfort in the teachings of the Buddha.
で、私たち自分が仏様の教えにまあ、安心させるものがあって、それは周りの人も同じ安心を受け入れるはずがあるです。
And that's what Purna is teaching the other disciples. He's saying, you've discovered the benefit of the Buddha's teaching for yourself. You've realized how to live peacefully and happily through the Buddha's teaching. In that very same way, other people, those very people who you think are hopeless causes, who you think are completely mistaken in their living because they cause themselves to suffer so much, those same people are just like you. They're humans, just like you, and they can receive those same benefits of the teaching.
そしてプルナがこういうふうに言いました。あなたが仏様の素晴らしい教えをいただいて幸せになったでしょう。その、もうしょうがない苦しむ人々、見たらもうしょうがないと思ってしまう人々も同じ人間ですから、同じ仏様の教えを聞いて同じ幸せに なられることがあるでしょう。
So by sharing our joy in the Dharma, we can discover new friendships.
で、仏様の御教えの喜びを人に伝えようとしたら、新しい友達ができるでしょう。
And those new friendships will support us and help us work together to face whatever challenges we may encounter in life.
そしてその新しい友達によって、どんな難しいことがあっても、お互いに助け合うことができると思います。
And this way of sharing the Buddha Dharma is our way of showing our gratitude and appreciation for the benefit we receive from the Buddha's teaching. そしてこういうふうに教えの喜びを周りの人に伝わるということは、私たちの教えをいただいた幸せの感謝を表すことでございます。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。ナモアミダ仏。ナモアミダ仏。ナモアミダ仏。ナマンダ仏。ナマンダ仏。ナマンダ仏。ナマンダ仏。